Avoid this El Shir 1. As we approach the holy month of El, we must equip ourselves with a foundational perspective regarding the work of tshuva. On the one hand, returning to Hashem with complete tshuva is a monumental task. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, outlines three primary categories of tshuva. 1. Charata, regretting the sin. 2. Vidui, confessing the sin. And 3. Aziv Sachet, forsaking or leaving the sin. Rabbeinu Yonah branches these out into Ikrei Tshuva, which is 20 essential foundations of tshuva. When reviewing all these detailed levels and realizing how much effort is required to climb the ladder of tshuva, a person can easily become overwhelmed and fall into yush, despair. One might falsely assume that reaching complete spiritual success requires supernatural effort that is naturally beyond their reach. To prevent a person from becoming discouraged, Rabbeinu Yonah opens his sefer in Shar Aleph Ois Aleph with a vital comforting principle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants extraordinary siyata d'shmaya, heavenly assistance, to anyone who sincerely desires to return. He says, Kasher ein yad tivam maseges, even when a person's natural capabilities, hand cannot reach the goal, Hashem steps in to help them grow and climb. He continues, Yechadish bekir boy ruach tahora. Hashem renews within him a pure spirit that pulls him towards spiritual cleansing, empowering him lahasig malas ahavasoi, to attain the ultimate level of Hashem's love. Rabbeinu Yonah anchors this dynamic in two psukim in Devarim Perek Lamed. The first pasuk is pasuk Beis. V'shafta es ad Hashem lekecho v'samata v'koiloi kechol asher noichi mitzavcho ayoyim ata ubunecho b'chol levavcho b'chol nafshecho. And you shall return to Hashem, your God, and obey His voice, and you and your children with all your heart and with all your soul. This verse describes a human obligation, providing the sincere ratzon, desire, and pouring your heart and soul into taking the initial steps of tshuva. Four psukim later, the Torah reveals Hashem's intervention in pasuk vav. Umol Hashem elikecho es levavcho es levav zarecho lahava es Hashem elikecho. Hashem your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring to love Hashem your God. Hashem performs milas halev, circumcision of the heart, removing the erlas halev, the spiritual blockages that naturally make feeling closeness difficult, thereby enabling us to achieve true love for Him. As we enter the days of El and prepare our avodas hatshuva, we must hold two truths simultaneously. 1, recognize the work. Correcting our missteps, refining our character, and building an unprecedented connection to Hashem, with Hashem requires genuine effort and is not an easy job. 2, rely on Hashem's help. We are never expected to accomplish this transformation on our own. If we take the first steps and demonstrate a true ratzon and a desire to come close to Hashem, Hashem promises to assist us. Practical advice: a daily tefillah for El. When feeling that closeness with Hashem is naturally out of our reach, turn to Him in tefillah. Say, Rabbeinu Shalom, I am trying. I genuinely want this closeness with You. Please assist me in returning to You. So, to summarize this mindset: tshuva begins with our sincere effort, ratzon, but finishes through Hashem's promise of siyata d'shmaya. There's no room for despair. Never be intimidated by the lofty levels of tshuva. Hashem is waiting to remove the blockages of your heart the moment you take the first steps toward Him. Have a wonderful evening.